愿大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
今天早上我们一起学习的题目是一个也不失落。
Our topic for this morning's service is I shall lose none of them.
所谓的失落就是忘记东西，丢了东西。
To lose means to forget something and misplace them.
你有没有试过丢东西呢？
Have you ever lost something?
应该一定会有。
I'm sure you have.
有时候忘记了钱包。
Sometimes you lost your wallet.
哇，很麻烦。
It becomes problematic.
有时候你去买东西，忘记了一袋。
Sometimes when you went grocery shopping, you might forget a bag.
回到家了才发觉，哎呀，怎么少了？
And when you arrived home, you realize you're missing some groceries.
你可能要冲回去看看，哎，找不找得到那袋东西。
You probably have to go back to the store to see if it's still there.
你东西越多。丢东西的机会也越多。
The more things you have, there's a higher chance you're going to lose things.
有时候你要照顾孩子。
Sometimes you have to take care of the children.
如果你只有一个孩子的，应该不会丢。
If you have only one child, you're probably not going to lose your child.
如果你带十个孩子出去，有可能会忘记一个。
If you bring 10 kids out, you're probably going to lose one.
因为人呢，常常会忘记。
Because humans are forgetful.
那圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
主耶稣亲自讲啊。
Our Lord Jesus said this.
他跟我们不一样。
He's different from us.
他不会忘记任何一个人。
He will not forget anyone.
凡是属于他的人，他不会忘记。
All those who belong to him, he will not forget them.
他也绝对不会把他们丢掉。
And he will not lose one.
好，我们来看约翰福音的第六章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John chapter 6.
39节。
Verse 39.
约翰福音六章的三十九节。
John chapter 6 verse 39.
差我来者的意思就是他所赐给我的，叫我一个也不失落。
39. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, and raise it up at the last day.
这是主耶稣亲自告诉我们非常安慰的话语。
These are comforting words that our Lord Jesus spoke.
主耶稣不会失落任何一个人。
Our Lord Jesus will lose none of us.
那我们有时候想，一个人呢，从不认识神，不相信神，到完完全全的相信神，认识神，这个是一个奇迹啊。
We often consider it as a miracle for a person to not know in Jesus till the time that he converted to become Christian.
因为我们看不见这个神。
Because we can't see our God.
你看拜别的神的，拜偶像的，去庙里面，他们还看到有一个东西让他们膜拜。
If you see idol worshippers, they would go to a temple and worship an idol, something that they can see.
但是我们所拜的神，你眼睛根本看不到他。
The God that we worship, we can't see him with our naked eyes.
那怎么样会从不相信神、不认识神到非常相信甚至跟随神呢？
So what process does it evolve for a person to not knowing God, not seeing God, till the time when a person converts to God and believe in him?
然后怎么样跟他一辈子呢？
And how do we follow him for the rest of our lives?
遇到软弱的时候，他要怎么样把我们带回来？
In times of weaknesses, how he will bring us back to where we were.
表面上看起来好像是我们自己的选择。
On the surface, it seems that it is our choice to believe in him.
其实主耶稣已经讲了，不是你的选择。
In fact, our Lord Jesus had already said it is not our choice.
或是在我们自己做任何选择之前，主耶稣已经做他要做的事情。
In fact, before we even made our choice, our Lord Jesus has already made his decisions.
所以我们来看从第六章的三十七节，我们今天来学三个重点。
So let's study chapter 6 verse 37, and we shall learn three points from this.
人得救的这个三个的过程。
The three processes for one to be saved.
三十七节。
37.
凡父所给我的人，必到我这里来。到我这里来的，我总不丢弃他。
37. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and him who comes to me I will not cast out.
这也是第一个重点。
This is the first important point.
人之所以因为得救。
The reason we are delivered.
因为神感动人来到主耶稣的面前。
Is because God has moved us to come before our Lord Jesus.
37节就说了，父赐给子的，一定会到子的面前来。
Therefore the Father gives me, will come to me.
有时候我们读圣经啊，看到什么又有天父，又有子，主耶稣，到底神是几位呢？
And when we read the Bible, we are sometimes confused. There is God the Father, and then there is Son Jesus Christ.
好像不一样。
They seem to be different.
因为我们在人世间有爸爸有儿子，他们是两个人嘛。
Because in this world we have Father and Son, they're two separate people.
那为什么圣经读起来又有父又有子？
And when we read the Bible, we discover that there is the Father, there is the Son.
其实我们读圣经的时候，要跳脱人间的物质界的这个规范。
In fact, when we read the Bible, we should surpass this human relationship on earth.
不能用人的想法去理解神。
We cannot try to comprehend God with our own understanding.
圣经已经告诉我们了。
The Bible tells us very clearly.
为了救赎的工作的需要。
For the purpose of salvation.
神要亲自成为肉身来到世上。
God will manifest in the flesh and come into the world.
就是成为人的样子。
And he will come in the form of a human.
这个人的样子就称为神的儿子。
And this form, this human form, is known as the Son of God.
但是灵里面呢，这个子跟父是一。
But in the spirit, the Father and the Son are one.
我们看约翰福音的第十章。
Let's turn to John chapter 10.
第三十节。
Verse 30.
约翰福音十章的三十节。
Gospel John chapter 10 verse 30.
我与父为一。
I and the Father are one.
这中文的翻译不好，加了个原字，其实原文里面没有这个原为一。
In the Chinese translation, it's not translated correctly because it says I and the Father are originally one. There shouldn't be the word originally.
因为你说原为一，好像现在就不是一。
Because if you put in the word original, it seems that they are no longer one.
原文没有原这个字，就是我与父一。
In the original context, it just says the Father and I are one.
灵里面主耶稣就是那个道成为肉身来到世上永恒的真神。
In the spirit, Jesus is God who came into the world.
只是他为了要救人。
For the sake of his salvation,
他一定要谦卑自己。
He humbled himself down.
然后他把人的完完全全神的完美用肉体的人的方面表现出来。
And he has fully displayed the perfection of God in his human form.
因为神是看不见。
Because God is invisible to the naked eye.
但是呢，神用肉身来到世上就看得见。
But when God came into the world in the form of a human, we can see him.
好了，所以一个人怎么会相信神呢？
So how can a person believe in God?
要透过被指，就是耶稣基督吸引才会来相信神。
This is done through the attraction of the Son, Jesus Christ.
那为什么会被主耶稣吸引呢？
How are we attracted to Jesus Christ?
其实啊，神在动工。
In fact, it is God who is doing the work.
神在感动一个人来到耶稣的面前。
God is moving a person to come or to approach Jesus.
我们来看同一章，约翰的第六章，我们换回来约翰的第六章。
Let's turn back to Gospel John chapter 6.
四十四节。
Verse 44.
约翰六章的四十四节。
John chapter 6 verse 44.
若不是差我来的父吸引人，就没有能到我这里来的。
No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him.
这里说来到神面前的一个力量，就是神的吸引力。
And here it says the source that is drawing us towards God would be his attraction.
我们知道吸引力很强。
We know that attractions can be strong.
比如磁铁，正的跟负极都会吸引。
For example, magnets, the positive and negative sides tend to stick together.
电也是一样。
Same principle applies to electricity.
同样的，我们今天为什么会来到神的面前？
Today, why do we come before our Lord?
因为神在吸引我们。
Because it is God who is drawing us to Him.
这种叫属灵的神的吸引力。
This is called a spiritual attraction to God.
那这种吸引力是什么吸引力？
And what attraction is this?
是爱的吸引力。
It is the attraction of love.
人对爱很有感觉。
We humans, we draw very close to love.
当然我们会被漂亮的东西吸引。
Of course, we are attracted by beautiful things.
但是那种吸引力很短暂。
But that attraction is very short.
她很漂亮，你喜欢跟她讲话，但是她的态度对你很差，你就不会喜欢她了。
A person is beautiful, so you are drawn to the person, but if the person has a terrible attitude, your attraction draws, will cool down.
哇，这个豪宅很漂亮，很大。
Or rather, this mansion is grand.
但是你住进去，每个人每天里面都吵架。
But if you move in there, and everybody who lives in there quarrels.
那是皇宫，你也不要住在里面。
Even if it were a palace, you wouldn't want to live there.
因为没有爱。
Because there is no love in that place.
真正能够吸引人的就是爱。
What truly attracts a person is love.
所以神用他的爱来吸引人来到耶稣基督面前。
And that is why God uses His love to draw people to come to our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看何西。阿书的第十一章。
Let's turn to Hosea 11.
旧约圣经何西阿书第十一章。
Hosea 11 in the Old Testament.
第四节。
Verse 4.
何西阿书第十一章的第四节。
Hosea chapter 11 verse 4.
我用慈绳爱索牵引他们，我带他们如同人放松牛的两衰甲般，把粮食放在他们面前。
I led them with cords of compassion, with the bands of love, and I became to them as one who eases the yoke on their jaws, and I bent down to them and fed them.
这里神在比喻他跟百姓之间的关系。
Here is a comparison of the relationship with God, of God and His people.
我们看到以前的人在赶牛啊，都是用绳子来牵着那条牛来走的。
We see that in the olden days when people drive cattle, they would drive them with cords.
为什么呢？你不这样绑住它，它乱跑了，你丢了。
Because if you don't tie them up, they tend to wander all over.
但是我们知道啊，真正能够绑住一个人的，不是用物质的绳子。
But to tie a person to you, you cannot use a physical cord.
这里说神用他的爱来牵引着我们。
It says here, God has used cords of compassion and bands of love.
哇，你感觉到哇，被神的爱很感动，很充满。
And you'll be very moved with the love of God.
啊，很久之前呢，有一个慕道者来到我们的教会。
A long time ago, there was a true seeker who came to our church.
就是来到温哥华教会。
He came to Vancouver Church.
为什么他要来教会呢
？Why did he come to church?
因为他的男朋友，他发觉他的男朋友啊，有很大的改变。
Why did she come to church? It's because she noticed a great change in her boyfriend.
因为她男朋友也是不是什么很乖的人。
Her boyfriend was not someone who is considered good.
她自己那个时候也不是一个很良好的青年。
She herself does not consider herself a good teenager.
她发觉她男朋友在很短时间之内变得很不一样。
Yet, in a very short time, she found that there was a big change in her boyfriend.
是一个好的改变。
It was a change for the better.
她在想为什么她男朋友变成这样子。
And she thought to herself, why did her boyfriend change?
她男朋友告诉她说，我现在常常去教会，你要跟我来教会。
Her boyfriend said to her, I now go to church, you must come to church with me.
她想说，好，那我也来看一看。
So she agreed and decided to come and take a look.
有一天晚上，她就走进来教会。
One evening, she came into the church.
那天晚上人也不是很多。
That evening, there was not a lot of members attending.
当她走进来的时候。
The moment she walked into the church,
有一位教会的接待，有一位阿姨啊，就跟她打招呼。
There was our usher who came, who greeted her.
跟她讲了几句话，欢迎她。
And welcomed her.
哦，然后接下来这个阿姨就跟她讲了几句话。
And later the usher said to her,
主耶稣很爱你。
Jesus loves you.
就是这句话感动了她的心。
It is this sentence that moved her.
她说主耶稣很爱我。
And she thought to herself, Jesus loves me.
我都还不搞不懂主耶稣是谁。
I don't even know who Jesus is.
但是他竟然会爱我。
Yet he loves me.
他竟然认识我。
He knew me.
他就把他放在心里。
So she put the sentence into her heart.
坐下来听道理。
She sat down and listened to the sermon.
哇，那天晚上的道理，她觉得很感动。
And she was very moved after hearing the sermon.
因为她成长的过程当中也缺乏了一点爱。
Because while she was growing up, she was missing love.
她第一次感觉到神有在爱她。
That was the very first time she felt that God loved her.
继续来教会。
So she continued to come to church.
甚至最后得了圣灵。
Finally, she received the Holy Spirit.
信了主耶稣基督。
And believe in our Lord Jesus Christ.
她真的感觉到神的爱非常的强。
And she truly felt the strong love of God.
啊，当然，她来到我们教会，听到我们这样子祷告，也没有被吓跑。
And of course, she came to our church, saw the way we prayed, she was not scared.
很奇妙，我觉得慕道朋友来到我们教会啊，有两极的表现。
I find that it's rather strange that when true seekers come to our church, there are usually two reactions.
第一种，哇，道理觉得还不错，但是一听到祷告了，就吓跑了。
The first reaction was, your truth sounds pretty good, but when they see us pray, they were scared.
啊，我在南非的时候碰到一个慕道者。
When I was in South Africa, I met a true seeker.
其他教会的朋友。
He was a friend from another denomination.
我在讲道的时候，他都听得很认真。
When I was delivering the sermon, he was listening very closely.
结果一跪下来祷告。
But when we kneel down to pray,
当然我们还是要先解释了。
And of course, we explained the way we pray.
先打预防针哦。
We gave them some heads up.
但是我觉得预防针其实也没什么用，会怕的还是会怕。
But I find that it's kind of useless because those who are scared always get scared.
一跪下来祷告两秒钟，哇，他就马上跑起来，不单只是跑到会堂外面，还跑到花园里外面去。
And so,
坐在花园地上。
2 seconds into the prayer, he sprang up from his seat and ran out of the chapel and went into the garden.
整个人很震惊。
He was shocked.
啊，聚完会我就在外面找他。
So after the service, I looked for him outside the church.
哦，他说这个不行，这个没办法。
He said, I can't accept this. It's too much for me.
很害怕，永远没有再进来第二次。
He was very scared. He never entered into our chapel again for a second time.
但是另外一些慕道者的很奇妙。
But there are other true seekers who are rather miraculous.
祷告完了，我问他说：“哎呀，刚刚祷告有没有把你吓坏啊？”
And after prayer, I usually ask them, "Were you scared by our prayers?"
他们说没有啊。
They said no.
你们祷告的声音很好听啊。
Says your prayer is very good.
好像唱歌一样。
And they sound like they're praying. They're singing.
告诉我说，你们祷告好像天使唱歌一样，那么好听。
Some truth seekers told me that the way you pray, you sound like you are singing like angels singing.
觉得神的灵好像在我上面头上面的感觉。
And I feel that the spirit of God is indeed moving above my head.
神的吸引。
That is the drawing of God.
啊，神有时候用他的爱来吸引一个人。
And sometimes God uses love to draw others.
弟兄姐妹的爱。
The love of brothers and sisters.
有时候神用那个道理来吸引人。
And sometimes God uses truth to draw people to Him.
真的有弟兄姐妹啊，在我们在教会里面。
Indeed, we have brothers and sisters in our church.
后来一段时间离开我们教会，去别的教会。
And they have left off church after a period of time and went to another denomination.
后来又回来。
And then came back to our church again.
那问他说，那你在外面听了什么啊？
And when I asked him, what did you hear in other denominations?
真的不一样，真教会真的是不一样。
And they always sigh and said, true church is very different.
我们真教会真的是在讲圣经而已，只讲圣经，不讲别的。
It is true that in our true church, we only talk about the Bible and nothing else.
真的真教会有生命。
And indeed, there is life in the true church.
有一些呢是被神的灵吸引。
And others were drawn to God by His Spirit.
所以神的爱、神的道、神的灵在吸引人。
So the word of God, the love of God, and the Spirit of God are indeed drawing people to Him.
所以主耶稣说了，若不是我父在吸引人，没有一个人可以到他的面前。
And that is why our Lord Jesus says, if it were not for the Father who draws people to Him, no one would come to me.
今天很多其他的世俗的教会啊，为了要吸引人呢，办很多的方法。
And today, many other denominations, in order to increase the membership, they're using a lot of different ways.
学中文呢？
Learning Chinese,
英文班呢、啊、
Learning English,
啊、煮饭呢、啊、烹饪班呢、啊、
Opening cooking classes.
甚至有一些教会啊，他们办 bingo， 你们记得什么叫 bingo？ 宾果，在教会里面玩 bingo。
And
bingo night Tuesday, bingo night.
There are even some churches that would organize bingo nights on Tuesdays.
啊，真的，我去德州的时候看到有些大的教会，人明明讲了。礼拜二就是玩 bingo 的，欢迎大家来。
When I went to Texas, I saw some mega churches displaying a sign that says that on Tuesday nights they hold bingo games.
因为教会要人多才会兴旺吗？
In order for a church to prosper, they must increase the membership.
要人多就是合大家的口味。
And to increase membership, you must have things that would draw people to you.
讲道理不要讲得太严厉。
When you deliver a sermon, make sure that it's not too stern.
活动要够多。
You must have enough activities.
停车位要够，不然的话，大家来了找不到停车位就回家了。
You must also have ample parking, otherwise people can't find a spot, they will just drive home.
有很多儿童的活动。
Also, you must include children's activities.
用那些来吸引人。
And they're using all these sorts of activities to draw people to God.
但是神吸引人，不用那些。
But God drawing people to Him do not require those.
用他的灵。
He uses His Spirit,
他的道,
His words,
他的爱,
and His love.
就算是一个小小的破房子,
Even if it were a torn and shattered chapel,
你都可以被神吸引,
you will still be drawn to God.
弟兄姐妹, 你今天坐在这里,
So brothers and sisters, you are sitting here today.
你现在还在真教会里面,
you are still within the true church.
不是因为你选择你要来,
it is not because you have chosen to come here.
而是神已经吸引你了。
But rather, it is God who is drawing you to Him.
神这个最大的爱，圣洁的爱，好像一个最大的磁铁。
This love, this immense love of God, this pure love of God, is like a giant magnet.
把你深深的吸住。
And He's drawing you to Him.
所以我们已经达到第一步了，被神吸引了。
So we have already reached the first stage that we are drawn to God.
那第二步是什么呢？
What is the second stage?
啊，再看回来约翰的第六章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 6.
约翰的第六章。
John chapter 6.
第三十七节
Verse 37
下半句
Letter half
约翰六章三十七节
John chapter 6 verse 37、
啊、凡父所赐给我的人必到我这里来到我这里来的我总不丢弃他
All that the Father gives me will come to me and him who comes to me I will not cast out、
啊、第二个步骤就是你被神吸来了
So the second stage is you have been drawn to God
你自己愿意往神那个方向去走了。
You are not willing to travel in the direction of God.
那主耶稣就讲了，我绝对，我总不会丢弃你。
And God and Jesus then said, I will not cast out.
我问你一个，大家一个问题。
Let me ask you a question.
你在什么时候或是一个什么情况之下会丢弃一件物件？
Under what situation or circumstance would you throw something away?
嗯，你可能觉得我已经用了很多年了，变旧了嘛。
Perhaps it's something you have used for many years and they are now worn.
不好看的呢。
Or something that's ugly.
或者是有更新的东西出来呢。
Or something newer has come out.
啊，你就把它丢了。
So you would throw or discard the old ones.
很多小孩子啊，他们说，老爸，我给你一个电话。
Many children said to their father, I'll give you a new phone.
哇，怎么那么好？我儿子给我电话。
And the father wondering, why would my son give me a new phone?
不要太开心， iPhone 10出来了，他给你 iPhone 6。
Don't be too happy because iPhone 10 is out and they're only giving you
iPhone 6. 爸爸，这个来孝顺给你，那个比较大一点，孝顺你。
And so they said, Father, I'm giving you this because this is newer.
因为他买到更好的嘛，所以这个旧的那就给你了。
Because your children has bought a better one, therefore they can give you an older version.
也是孝顺啊，也是孝顺，不能说他不孝顺。
They're still loving you. It's not that they don't love you.
但是他是把那个他比较不喜欢用的就给你。
But rather they're giving you their old phone. They're keeping.
你收到这个电话也要感谢。
Even if you receive this old phone, you must still be grateful.
你收到别人给你的旧东西，也要感谢。
When you receive something, secondhand stuff from something else, from someone else, you should still be grateful.
也是爱心啊。
Because it is still love.
好，再问你一个问题，你在什么时候会丢弃一些宠物呢？
Under what circumstances would you throw away your pet?
宠物啊 ，pet 啊。
Your pet.
啊，比如说你养一只狗。
For example, you raise a dog.
啊，跟它很有感情啊。
And you have much love for this dog.
如果你很爱这只狗，你应该不会丢弃这只狗。
If you love your dog, you probably won't throw him away.
但是在有一些情况之下，有一些人会把猫狗都丢了。
But there are under certain circumstances that people will throw away their pet dogs or cat.
为什么
？Why?
因为它是一只宠物而已嘛。
Because they're just animals.
所以为什么那个爱护动物、保护动物协会啊，那么多猫狗在里面
？That is why you see a lot of stray dogs and cats in SPCA's or in the pounds.
那些猫狗啊，都是被买回来，有一些是几百块一只的。
Some of those animals were purchased at a very high price.
但是人就是这样，他觉得说，哎呀，不好玩了，这个没空打理了，就把它丢了。
But we humans, we tend to behave in this way that we have no time or they're no longer fun anymore. That's why we throw them away.
所以啊，这个就算你爱一只宠物啊，可能也是会把它丢弃。
So even if you love your pet dog or your pet cat, you still may throw them away.
我看到一个新闻啊。
I've read a news.
有一个人搬家。
A person moved.
但是没有搬他的猫狗，他没有把两只狗带走。
A person moved away, but did not bring his two dogs with him.
这两只狗啊，就在家里门口一直等啊。
So the two dogs were waiting outside the house.
所以也蛮看了也蛮心痛的。
And when you see this, you tend to feel heartache for the dogs.
人是会丢弃动物的。
We humans will throw away our own pets.
那一个人在什么情况之下也会丢弃另外一个人呢？
But under what circumstances or situation would a person throw another person away?
可能觉得已经不爱他了。
Perhaps you don't love that person anymore.
或者觉得说他没有利用价值了。
Or that person is no longer useful to you.
所以人都会丢弃物件，也会丢弃宠物，也可能会丢弃别人。
So we humans, we may throw away things, we may throw away our pets, we may also throw away someone else.
但是主耶稣不一样。
But our Lord Jesus is different.
所以说呢，你来到主耶稣的面前。
Here it says, when you come before Lord Jesus,
主耶稣说，我总不丢弃你。
Our Lord Jesus will say, I will not cast you out.
哇，这个爱太大了。
Such immense love.
他不会放弃你。
Lord Jesus will not give up on you.
也不会拒绝你。
And he will not reject you.
今天我们去人家门口叩门啊，人家可能会拒绝你。
Today, when you knock on somebody's door, that person who's opening the door may reject you.
比如说你去找工作，你敲给叩门。
For example, when you're looking for a job, you knock on the door.
要三十个人要请一个人，其他人都要被拒绝了。
So a position, only one position is open, and 30 applicants, so one will be accepted, and the others will be rejected.
因为机会那个位置有限。
That's because there is a limited spot.
但是呢，凡来到主耶稣面前的人，主耶稣不会丢弃你，不会拒绝你。
However, everybody who comes before our Lord Jesus, he will not cast out.
这让我想起一个圣经里面主耶稣的比喻。
And this reminds me of a parable of our Lord Jesus.
我们看路加福音第十五章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 15.
十五章的第十一节。
Gospel Luke chapter 15 verse 11.
路加十五章的十一节。
Luke chapter 15 verse 11.
十五章十一节。
Chapter 15, verse 11.
耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子。
And he said, there was a man who had two sons.
主耶稣这个比喻呢，就是两个儿子的比喻。
This parable of our Lord Jesus is the parable of two sons.
主耶稣在第十五章里面有三个比喻。
In chapter 15, our Lord Jesus gave three parables.
第一个比喻就是一个人有一百只羊，丢了一只，再去寻找它。
And the first parable was about a man having 100 sheep. He lost one and went around looking for that lost sheep.
第二个比喻是一个人有十块钱，丢了一块，他去找他。
The second parable was about a woman who had 10 silver coins. She lost one coin and she made all efforts to find the one missing coin.
第三个比喻，一个人有两个儿子， 一个跑丢了， 一个离开家里了， 跟爸爸没有什么关系了。
The third parable was about a man who had two sons and one of the sons left his father.
但是爸爸在等他回来。
Yet the father was waiting for his lost son to return.
你可以看到这个比喻的数学的比例啊， 从100分之一 到10分之一 到二分之一。
You can see the ratio, the three different ratios from these three parables. 1 out of 100, 1 out of 10, and 1 out of 2.
本来是羊。
The first parable was about sheep.
后来是嫁妆, 女人的嫁妆里面的一块很重要的钱。
And the second parable was about money, a coin.
这个是不得普通的钱, 是嫁妆的里面的一块。
This is not a regular coin, rather it is part of the bride's price.
好，就像你的结婚戒指一样。
It's likened to your wedding ring.
带来这两个儿子里面失落了一个。
And the third parable was out of the two sons, one was lost.
三个比喻讲的都是一样。
The three parables give the same principle.
父不会放弃他的孩子。
The father will not give up on his child.
就算失落了，也要得去把他找回来。
Even if the child was lost, the father will find him home.
主不会丢弃属于他的人。
Our Lord will not discard anyone who belongs to him.
这个孩子真的是被丢，这是自己犯了很多的不好的事情。
And this son, this child, he has made a lot of mistakes.
我们看第十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
小儿子对父亲说，父亲啊，请你把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他们。
12. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of property that falls to me. And he divided his living between them.
过了不多几日, 小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来往远方去了, 在哪里任意放荡浪费资产。
13. Not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had and took his journey into a far country, and there he squandered his property in loose living.
你看这两个孩子其中一个，这是小儿子。
You see the two sons, one of them the younger one.
他对父亲的态度是什么？
Observe his attitude towards his father.
他说把我应得的家产分给我。
He says, give me the share of property that falls to me.
爸爸都还没死。
A father is still alive.
都要分家产。
And he has requested for his share of inheritance.
就算你今天来说, 你儿子再这样跟你讲话, 你肯定很伤心。
And if these were the same words spoken to you by your son today, you would probably feel very upset.
代表什么?
What does this mean?
代表在过去一定一直在期待一件事情, 就是你赶快死。
It means that your child is hoping for you to die soon.
但是你身体太好了。
But you're so healthy.
一直都没有要死的那种状况。
There's no sign that you're going to be you'll be passing soon.
所以他已经不能再等了。
So the child could no longer wait.
这样子了, 老爸, 把我应得的那一份先给我。
So father, give me my share that should be mine.
这样你以后什么时候死也跟我没有什么关系。
So that by the time you're dead, it really doesn't matter to me.
还有他说是我应得的。
And he said, the portion that belongs to me that should be mine.
有什么是他应得的呢？
What should be the younger child?
爸爸可以一毛钱不分给他。
The father has a right not to give the child anything.
但是他有这种要求。
But the son has this request.
还有现在就要。
And his request was to have it now.
好了，要了就算了。 如果要了，在爸爸隔壁搭一个帐篷，或者是做一个生意，还在爸爸身边也算了。
So if he had the money and he used it wisely, we can let the thing pass.
他拿了之后要有多远走多远。
However, after he has received his portion of inheritance, he went on a far journey.
这个代表啊, 他跟他爸爸其实已经很久没讲话了, 或者是已经关系很差了。
This shows that his relationship with his father was a very poor one.
啊, 可能很多事情过去发生。
Many things perhaps would have happened in the past.
他不了解爸爸的心意。
He couldn't understand the reason behind.
啊, 但是他还是选择要离开。
So he chose to leave his father.
好了, 爸爸就让他了, 你要就给你。
So the father took his words and gave him what he wanted.
故事的发展我们都知道了。
We knew how the story went.
他就去了很远的地方。
He went into a faraway country.
过着非常享受, 但是也很放荡的生活。
And he led a loose living.
直到有一天钱都花光。
Until one day he squandered everything he owned.
啊, 然后呢, 工作也找不到。
He couldn't find a job.
啊, 沦落都要帮人家喂猪。
So he ended up feeding pigs as a living.
犹太人最讨厌猪。
The Jews, they despise pigs.
他也不吃猪。
They also do not eat pork.
但是为了要生活, 要整天跟猪在一起, 要喂猪。
But for the sake of living, the younger son has to feed pigs in order to earn some living.
连那个猪吃的他都没得吃。
And even the feed of the swine, he couldn't even take them.
哇，你看沦落到最低点的时候。
So we see that when the younger son was reached at the lowest point of his life.
我们看第十七节。
Let's read verse 17.
他醒悟过来了。
He came to himself.
其实这个浪子就是在讲我们。
In fact, this prodigal son is actually pointing to us.
我们曾经也是迷失。
We were lost at one time.
这个爸爸就是天父。
The father refers to our heavenly father.
小儿子就是我们。
And the younger son is us.
啊，我们迷失了。
We were lost.
我们对不起天父了。
We fell short of our heavenly father.
我们不认识他。
We did not know him.
甚至我们伤他的心，伤得很重要。
And in fact, we went one step further. We hurt him.
爸爸不是失去钱，而是失去这个儿子的心了。
The father did not lose his wealth. Rather, he lost his son.
哎，但是现在爸爸，现在这个浪子。醒过来了。
But now that the prodigal son came to a realization,
人总会有醒过来的一天。
There will be some point of time when a person will come to a realization.
受苦会加速让一个人醒过来。
Suffering will speed up a person's realization.
尤其是当你失去东西的时候。
Especially at a time when you have lost everything.
失去财产。
When you lost your wealth,
失去健康,
you lost your health,
失去你的家庭,
you lost your family,
失去你的尊严,
you lost your pride.
当你失去东西的时候, 就是你醒过来的时候。
The times when you lost your things or you lost something, you will come to a realization faster.
那一天他突然间醒过来。
That particular day, the younger son came to himself.
我在这里做什么?
What am I doing here?
在这边饿死什么?
Am I going to starve myself to death here?
我爸爸家里那么多食物。
Look at all the food that's in my father's house.
我也真的是对不起我爸爸。
And indeed, I've fallen short of my father.
伤他的心。
I've hurt him.
所以我要回去。
So I want to go home.
跟他对不起。
I want to apologize to him.
然后呢，我只要在这边做个工人就可以了。
And I'm happy just being a hired help for my father.
所以他就回家了。
So he returned home.
好，这个就是我们。
This is us.
当我们醒过来的时候，
when we come to a realization,
不要再顾自己的面子，
we should no longer care about our pride.
要承认自己的罪，
we must admit our sins.
回到天父那边，
to return back to our heavenly father.
回到那边之后呢？
After we return to our heavenly father,
我们看二十节，
let's read verse 20.
于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远，他父亲看见，就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连的与他亲嘴。
20. And he arose and came to his father. But while he was yet at a distance, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him.
这句话就应验，就是描述主耶稣所说的，到我这里来的，我都不会丢弃。
This verse reflects what we have read earlier, that our Lord Jesus said, for those who come to me, I will not cast them out.
你看这个孩子已经离开他几年了。
Think back, how many years had this younger son left his father?
因为要花把那么多钱花掉，又要等饥荒，又要那么堕落，应该要很多年了。
In order to squander his portion of his inheritance, and for a famine to come upon the land, and to work as a pig keeper, it must have passed.
你看，他出去应该穿得好好的，回来可能穿破衣服。
When he left his father's house, he must dressed in grand clothes, but when he returned,
出去头发
probably dressed in rags.
出去的时候头发很整齐的，回来可能三年没剪头发。
And when he left his father's house, his hair was in a very good style, but when he returned home, his hair was probably very long.
出去胖胖的，然后回来呢，因为闹饥荒嘛，猪吃都没得吃，可能整个人都那个脸都凹下去了。
So when he left his father's house, he was probably very nice and plump, but by the time he returned, he was probably very skinny because there was a famine in the land.
还有呢，他喂猪喂了那么久，全身都是猪的味道。
And on top of that, he has been a swine keeper for such a long time, he must smell like the animals.
但是站在远远的时候，爸爸就看到他了。
Yet, while he was at a very far away distance, his father saw him.
远远就看得出来。
At a distance, his father recognized him.
今天只有父母可以在很远的地方很快地看到你儿子。
Today, only parents are able to recognize their children at a very far away distance.
有时候爸爸还不一定做得到，妈妈比较厉害。
Sometimes the father may not be able to do that. A mother definitely could.
有一次我经过学校，
once when I passed
跟我太太在一起，
by a school and I was with my wife.
我太太说，哎，你看你儿子在里面玩。我说哪一个，在哪里？
My wife pointed at the distance and said, look at your son, he's playing. And I asked which one.
我用了十秒钟才找到。
It took me 10 seconds to identify my son.
里面那么多孩子啊。
There's so many children in there.
他一看就看到，哎，在那边啊，穿红色衣服那个。
She was able to spot my son right away, the one in red.
天父就是这样。
That is how our Heavenly Father is.
远远就看到你了。
He's able to identify us and recognize us from a distance.
你走迷的时候，他看到你。
When we were lost, he was able to find us.
你要离开，他也不会阻止你。
Well, when we decided to leave him, he will not stop us.
你在受苦，他也知道。
When we were suffering, our God knows.
但是他也不会叫你回来。
But he will not call us back.
他等你自己回来。
He's waiting for us to return home ourselves.
你不自己回来，他逼你回来也没有用。
Because if we don't want to go home, there's no point for him to force us home.
他要等你吃苦吃够了，你自己肯回来了。
He's waiting for us to endure enough suffering that we're willing to return back to him.
远远就看到你了。
And that's why he was able to spot us at a distance.
真的很感动。
And when I read this verse, I was very moved.
一看到这个孩子，哇，这个样子，又穷又衣服又破，头发还没剪，全身都猪的味道，又瘦。
And when his father saw his son, the son being very skinny, smell like pigs, have long hair and dressed in rags, he was heartbroken.
圣经里面就讲了一句话，就动了慈心。
And as the Bible says, he had compassion for his son.
这句话很重要。
It's very important here.
为什么天父那个父亲没有拒绝这个孩子？
Why did the father not reject his son?
天父有100个理由可以拒绝这个孩子。
The Heavenly Father has 100 reasons for rejecting this child.
但是天父有慈心。
But the Heavenly Father has compassion.
觉得我这个孩子太可怜了。
He felt that his child is pitiful.
我怎么可以再拒绝他一次呢？
So how can I reject him once again?
他已经在外面被拒绝那么多次了。
He has been rejected so many times away from me.
我不可以再拒绝他。
How can I reject him one more time?
所以他过来一看到他就跑过去。
So when the father saw his son at a distance, he ran towards the son.
是跑啊，不是坐在那边。来吧。
He ran towards the son.
他直接跑过去，一个老人家跑过去，你想想看。
Instead of sitting and waiting for the son to come to him, the elderly father ran to his son.
天父啊，在你有一点点的动作想要归回他的时候，他就跑过去找你了。
The Heavenly Father, when you have just shown a little action that you are willing to return home, he will run towards us.
然后呢, 跑过去, 抱着他的景象。
And when the father ran towards the son, he embraced him.
不是要掐他脖子啊。
It's not to strangle the son.
不是, 而是最亲密的一个动作, 把他脖子轻轻地拖着。
Rather to hold him, his head and his neck.
啊, 然后呢, 亲嘴, 一直亲嘴。
And kissed him.
亲嘴是中东人的父子之间啊，亲人之间那个最亲密的动作。
The action of kissing is a very intimate sign of love between families in the Middle East.
在中东人圣地里面的，不是只有男女才亲嘴的，男人跟男人也会亲嘴，但是这种是爱那种亲情的、友情的那种表现。
In the Middle East, it's not just men and women who kiss, rather men and men would kiss to show that their immense love for one another.
那孩子就马上要跟爸爸说对不起啊，都还没有讲完。
And the son was going to apologize to his father before he could finish his words.
他都不理他讲什么了，赶快衣服拿来，这种衣服怎么能够穿？赶快换。
His father ignored him and rather ordered the servants to bring clothes for his son.
把他戒指给他戴上。
And put some rings on his fingers.
鞋子给他穿上。
And put shoes on his feet.
你可以想象他回来的时候什么都没有。
As you can imagine, when the younger son returned home, he brought nothing with him.
还有几天没有吃饭。
He was starving for a few days.
马上杀一只牛，赶快今天吃一个大餐。
And he immediately ordered the servants to slaughter a fattened calf to feed his son.
这个爸爸，
this father，
他的爱太大了。
He loved his son so much.
因为这个爱，完完全全把他的小儿子绑回来了。
Because of his love for his son, it drew his son back to his embrace.
你可以非常的肯定。
So you can say very positively，
这个小儿子绝对不会再离开爸爸一步。
We can say for certainty that this younger son will not leave his father's house ever again.
因为爸爸没有再拒绝他。
Because his father did not reject him.
完全的接纳。
And accepted him completely.
今天我们的问题是什么？
What is our problem today?
我们对别人不接纳。
We don't accept others.
我们说你要我接纳你可以， 你先听我教训两个钟头。
We would say, you want me to accept you, fine, but listen to me lecturing you for 2 hours.
你当初为什么离开我？
Why did you leave me at first?
你伤我伤得多深，你知道吗？
Do you know how much you have hurt me?
你知道你离开那一天，我血压升到180。
Did you know that the day you left me, my blood pressure went up to 180?
你知道啊，我多少天睡不着？
Do you know how many sleepless nights I had?
哇，教训。
So all you hear are lecturings.
结果呢，孩子说，那算了，我走了。
And then the child would say, fine, I'll leave.
这个爸爸都没有这样做。
The father, this father did not do that.
你回来，我不会拒绝你。
I will not reject you if you come home.
还会把你抱得紧紧的。
And I would embrace you tightly.
这个就是爱的绳索。
This is the cord of love.
这是我们所缺乏的。
It's something that we're missing in our lives today.
耶稣说，到我来面前来的，我总不会丢弃他。
And that is what our Lord Jesus says, for those who come to me, I will not cast them out.
你看，我们不是这个小儿子吗？
Are we not the younger son in this parable?
我们都是罪人。
We are all sinners.
只有分大罪人、跟中罪人、跟小罪人而已。
There's only a difference of being great, middle, or small.
监牢里面的都是犯法的。
Those who are kept in prison, they're all criminals.
都是一样。
They're all the same.
只是犯了犯法，犯了错，不一样而已。
It's only the difference in that crime.
但是神都接纳我们。
But God accepted us all.
我们怎么可能不去接纳别人？
So how could we not accept others?
所以到主面前来的，他都不丢弃。
And therefore, those who come before our Lord, He will not cast out.
所以下一次。
Next time.
如果有人得罪了你。
If someone offended you,
他要回来求你,
and the person comes back to apologize,
你要学习主,
you must learn to be like
the
Lord.
动了慈心,
you must have compassion.
你要去把他抱得紧紧的,
you must embrace the person tightly.
那回来了怎么办?
And after return, what's next?
我们看约翰的第六章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 6.
六章的三十九节。
Chapter 6 verse
39. 六章的三十九节。
Chapter 6 verse 39.
猜我来者的意思。就是他所赐给我的，叫我一个也不失落，在末日却要叫他们复活。
And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up at the last day.
这句话很重要。
Very important here.
差我来者就是天父。
The one who sent me is the Heavenly Father.
所以说天父的旨意是这样的。
And our Lord Jesus said, this is the will of a Heavenly Father.
到我前面来的。
Those who come before me.
或者是回转，要悔改，回到他前面的。
Or those who have repented and returned to me,
他不会把他们丢了。
That I will not lose any one of them.
就是不会说没有办法救他。
In other words, there is no way that our Lord Jesus would forsake them.
也不会说我忘记了他。
Or rather, no way our Lord Jesus would forget them.
既然你回来，
since you have returned,
既然你悔改，
since you have repented,
绝对一个都不会失落。
And definitely, he will not lose one of us.
因为这是天父所赐给主耶稣的。
Because this is what our Lord, our Heavenly Father had given to Jesus.
我们来看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书的四十九章。
Isaiah 49.
以赛亚书的四十九章。
Isaiah 49.
十五节。
Verse 15.
以赛亚书四十九章的十五节。
Isaiah 49 verse 15。
妇人焉能忘记她吃奶的婴孩，不连续她所生的儿子呢？或有忘记的，我却不忘记你。
Can a woman forget her suckling child, that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you.
这里说一个女人呢，喂奶的女人，怎么会忘记自己的孩子呢？
How could a woman who's nursing a child forget her own child?
为什么不会忘记？
Why would she not forget?
如果是喂人奶的，绝对不会忘记；喂奶粉的，可能会忘记。
If the woman is nursing the child herself, she will never forget. But if she feeds a child with milk,
因为以前的
she may forget.
以前没有喝奶粉的，喂奶都是喂人奶，对不对？
In the past, there were no formulas to feed the children.
那喂奶的妈妈呢？她会胀奶。
Therefore, a woman when she nursed, she would produce milk.
几个钟头就胀胀的，一定要喂，不然的话肯定不舒服。
So after a few hours, she would feel uncomfortable because she has to nurse her child.
所以呢，时间到了，我的孩子要吃了，我也胀了，孩子也哭了，赶紧来喂。
She would realize that she has produced enough milk for her child, and it's time to nurse the child.
不可能会忘记自己的孩子。
So a woman who's nursing a child would never forget her child.
还有古代人呢，没有手机啊，没有电动玩具啊，没有那么生活那么忙啊，所以应该是不会忘记孩子。
In the ancient days, you must remember there's no such thing as cell phones. There's no such thing as electronic games. So usually people are not that busy. Therefore, they should not forget their child.
所以神就说了，那个喂奶的妈妈怎么会忘记她吃奶的婴孩呢？
And that is why God said, can a woman forget her suckling child?
不怜悯他们呢?
And she has no compassion for
them. 就算有，我都不会忘记你。
And even if there were, I will not forget you.
这句是神的应许。
This is a promise of God.
你不忘记神，神绝对不会忘记你。
If you remember God, then God will remember you.
就算你曾经离开神，
even you have left God for a period of time,
神也在等你回来。
God is still waiting for you to return.
因为神不愿意失去一个人。
Because God is not willing to lose one person.
一个都不可以少。
He will not lose anyone.
如果现在不见到的，就暂时不见。
If people you haven't seen for a long time, it's because it's temporary.
神都在等。
Because God is waiting.
主耶稣都为我们代祷。
God is praying. Jesus is praying.
希望有一天，这个就要回来。
And He's praying that one day this one will return.
因为主耶稣知道他总共有几只羊。
Because Jesus knows how many sheep He has.
这个过程。
He understood the process.
就是他在等待。
And He is waiting.
我们也要回应。
We have to respond.
赶紧回到神的身边。
We have to return soon to our Father.
主耶稣说了。
Our Lord Jesus said.
父给我的。
What the Father has given me.
一定会到我这里。
Will come to me.
到我这里来呢。
And when they come to me.
我不会再拒绝他。
I will not cast them out.
父给子的。
What the Father given to the Son.
一个都不会丢。
Not one will be lost.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
29首。
Hymn number 29.